get Andy's forecast 24/7 at Cardio.com. Let's go to the Cardio News Hotline and visit with our very good friend from CDOT. Michelle Pulin is joining us right now on Cardio News Radio. Michelle, it's Dan Koschel. Thanks again for your time. We appreciate it. The ceremony marked the start of the construction, and that I believe the ceremony was yesterday. Is that right?
Yes, and thanks for having me on today, Dan. And yeah, we had a great day yesterday. The weather cooperated. We had our official groundbreaking ceremony for the I-25 Charter Oak Ranch Road and South Academy segments of the Military Access Mobility and Safety Improvement Project, which we conveniently call MAMSIP because, you know, acronyms are so much easier to say than Military Access Mobility and Safety Improvement Project.
Exactly. Now, for layman's terms, for how big of a project is this? I mean, this to me, it just seems if you're going to be helping the military, especially along I-25, because we all know it gets very congested right around Mesa Ridge Parkway and all that. Tell me what this is all about and what it's going to kind of look like.
You know, this is a very significant project, not only for El Paso County, but really for the state of Colorado and the nation. The interstate was built in conjunction with our military partners. I mean, that's kind of the purpose of why we have an interstate system. And this project came from a visit with our executive, CDOT's executive director, to El Paso County's military installations. And we really saw the need to improve those roadways. The good news is, and as you said, it's not just the military who's going to benefit from this. It's all of El Paso County. We should see better mobility, easier traffic trips to and from those areas. So we started last fall with Colorado 94. We were seeing fatalities on that roadway that connects Schriever and Peterson Air Force bases on a regular basis, and that's just not okay. So last year, we added in some passing lanes on Colorado 94, which was the first segment of our MAMSIP project. Yesterday's ceremony marked the start of the I-25 segment, which is really going to make a huge difference between South Academy and Santa Fe in Fountain, which includes the gate there at Fort Carson. We all remember different fatalities that have happened on that stretch of roadway, and we just need to make it safer.
Yes, that is such excellent news. This sounds like, I mean, I remember people talking about it, but now that the fact that the ceremony was the start of it yesterday, the fact that this is all getting started now is so great for that area. And I think the military installations, when you start getting easier access to those places, I mean, it's going to make all the traffic conditions around there so much better.
Dan, you're right. I mean, that's exactly it. It's not just going to benefit military and the military personnel. It's going to benefit all of us. It'll make our trip times more reliable because we won't have to deal with that congestion.
Yeah, and Colorado Springs is definitely not getting any smaller. So this is definitely a great, great news for this area. Well, you know what, Michelle, thanks for joining us and taking some time. I know you're very busy. I know the ceremony with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers and other dignitaries, I saw, you know, video of that yesterday. It looks like they're excited. I think this is just another great thing happening to Colorado Springs.
It is. It is. And of course, you know, the one thing we will say is we haven't found that magic wand that lets us do road construction without impacts and, you know, inconveniences. We're still looking for that. So we will ask for everyone's patience because, as you mentioned, this project won't be complete until 2024. We will do our best to reduce those impacts, but we'll need everybody to drive safe through that work zone.
And final question, when will we start to see those impacts? When will we start to see major construction?
So right away, you're going to start seeing some of our survey crews out and different kind of what we call pre-construction work that will probably just have shoulder closures. You'll probably start to see those night work, lane closure type impacts later this summer.
Okay. Very, very good. Michelle, thanks again for the time. Welcome anytime on KRDO's Afternoon News for any updates like this, and I'll look forward to visiting with you next time.
You bet. Anytime, Dan. Thanks so much.
It's our pleasure. 4:42 on KRDO's Afternoon News. Much more coming up. The Avs get a huge, huge win last night. Talk about that in sports. It's all coming up right here on KRDO's Afternoon News.